When we think of Kriyas Yamsuf, the splitting of the sea, we think of it as the conclusion of the miracle of the Exodus. Shus v'rochvo yorah b'yam is the climax of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And therefore, we understand also in the Haggadah, when it says that the Egyptians suffered at least five times of the Makos at the Yamsuf as they had in Mitzrayim. Because this is also the, as we said, the climax of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And therefore the when they walked through the Yamsuf on firm ground, it was the road that took them out of Mitzrayim and the Shebed Mitzrayim. But beyond that, the truth is that it's not only the Exodus, but it's also the entrance, because Kriyas Yamsuf is the prelude to Matan Torah. And therefore, the Gilu Shechina on Yamsuf was so intense. As Chazal say, Mashrosa Shivcha al Hayam, Lo Ra Yechesk ben Buzo ben Nevuos, what the simple servant woman saw at Yamsuf was more than the prophecies and the Nevuah of our greatest Nevi'im, of Yechesk ben Buzi. And therefore, we understand why on Shvi Shel Pesach, we also read about Mora, because at Mora we got some mitzvahs, Kibud Av V'Em, Par Aduma, Dinim, because this was also the prelude to Matan Torah. And therefore, the Kriyas Yamsuf represents both. It represents the climax and end of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but also the entrance towards Sinai and Matan Torah. And the story of Mora, Shasham Shamlo Choko Mishpat, relates to the, and it's a bridge between Kriyas Yamsuf and Matan Torah. And therefore we can also understand why the Chazal tell us that at that time Moshe Rabbeinu was Masak in Kriyas HaTorah, Shalo Yelcho Gimel Yomim B'lo Torah, and he instituted the reading of the Torah on Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos, because the Tikkun of Kriyas HaTorah is parallels or represents, in small measure, Matan Torah. And that's where the Maharam in Rutenberg was of the opinion that one stands for Kriyas HaTorah, just as Klai Yisrael stood Sviva Sahar, surrounding Har Sinai, because Mora is the so to speak, the entrance, the beginning to Sinai. And therefore, it's that was the appropriate time for Moshe Rabbeinu to institute the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah.